We are back, better than ever, with a special presentation tonight called The Top 10 Signs That You Are in a Political Party Cult. Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it because we got a whole bunch of citizens that have no clue that they are in a political party cult. And so we need to do the right thing and give them the top 10 signs with the hope that they will climb their way out of the hole they have sunken into. So we'll wait a couple minutes here. See if we get a couple folks on. And then away we go. Hey, I'm excited. I'm always happy to do another broadcast, another talk, another step in the direction of truth. You know, Breaking Free with MJ is all about breaking chains. It's breaking chains of all kinds of addictions, slave masters, Stockholm holders, tyrants of all kinds, codependents, toxic relationships, anything that forms a burden that prevents you from walking freely in the light of truth, as you've been called, is an oppressor on you. It's an oppressor. And the good Lord, if you believe in God, then you know that the good Lord does not want you to be under the oppression of anyone, be it a politician, a governor, a president, a cult leader, a tyrant boss. The Lord said never again submit to the yoke of slavery. So I am essentially a mental health counselor and a liberator, trying to help people break chains so they can walk in the light of truth and be free. So tonight we're doing the top 10 signs that you're in a political cult. I'm going to start off with a quick scripture. That's Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that has been set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And again, the beginning of that is, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off all the burdens that hinder us. That means throw off the chains, my friends, and go free. That is what the Lord wants you to do. Top 10 signs you're in a political cult. Number one, the leader or party can do no wrong. That's number one. The leader can do no wrong. Criticism of your party's leader or leaders is treated as disloyalty, betrayal, or even moral failure. Mistakes get excused, denied, or reframed as genius moves. Good evening, Jessica. We're live on Facebook for those on the podcast. By the way, you can find the podcast now on Spotify and I believe Apple. It'll be on other platforms as well. It's under Breaking Free with MJ. It's also, the podcast episodes are being published to the website, breakthroughvictory.com. We're all about victory here. I don't know where people get doom and gloom from. You're supposed to rejoice with the truth. The truth isn't supposed to doom and gloom you. It's supposed to excite you that prophecy is being fulfilled and that the word of God is faithful. And I'm here to tell you it is. Isn't that crazy, though? The number one sign that you're in a political party cult is that your leader can do no wrong. Criticism of your party's leader is treated as disloyalty, betrayal, or moral failure. Mistakes get excused, denied, or reframed as genius moves. If that doesn't nail this current party, I don't know what does. Number two, you're told to distrust all outside information. Stay in your echo chamber and do not move from it. How many times have we said this? They got him in a box and nobody goes outside the box. Anybody who goes outside the box is in deep trouble. And you know I'm right. I've lived in these chains before. Not heavily, but I leaned in that direction. And I realized at some point that I was editing my own speech. I was suppressing my views and my beliefs out of fear that I would be punished by friends, even ridiculed, belittled, told I was a snowflake, called names if I dared question the leader and the leader's decisions. My friend, that is not a political party. That's a political party cult. Very different. Members who question the party are shamed, attacked, unfollowed, or accused of being infiltrators, traitors, and not real supporters. If that doesn't describe this present party, I don't know what does. Number three, dissent within the group is punished. Members who question the party line are shamed, attacked, unfollowed, or accused of being infiltrators, traitors, and not real supporters. Number four, the party becomes your identity, not your choice. Wow. Isn't that the truth? Instead of I support this person because, it becomes this is who I am. You see the difference? I support this party because versus this is who I am. It becomes who you are. Well, I'm here to tell you today, if you are a follower of God, you are supposed to belong to God. You are supposed to be of Him. How are you going to be of Him if you belong to someone else and they define who you are? Well, you can't. And therefore, you can't hear His voice in your life and you can't follow His will if you are dead set on identifying yourself and actually defining yourself as a member of this group. You are supposed to define yourself as a member of God's family and only God's family. I'm telling you, the politics in this country have gone too far. They've gone off the rails. They've gone full retard. It's time to turn back if you want to save your country. Number five, the party demands moral purity. The party's worldview becomes the only righteous view. Opponents aren't just wrong. They're portrayed as pure evil, corrupt, subhuman, and dangerous. That is exactly how they portray anybody who criticizes them. How do I know? Because I've been on the receiving end of all of their attacks simply for questioning their beloved leader. This ain't a political. So far, I mean, we're down at number five. So far, this is not a political party. This qualifies clinically and professionally as a political cult. And we ain't even got to number six yet. Well, matter of fact, I think it qualified at number one. We're going to do a quiz at the end of this. Look at this. People don't want to hear this. Yeah. They come on. They see what I'm talking about. They hear the word cult and they go, nope, I'm off. I don't want to hear what this guy has to say. We get you. We see you. We know. This is an affront to your pride. I get it, but it's actually for your own good. I'm actually doing it for people's own good. I'm not doing it to belittle them. I mean, I know I can be a little, you know, entertaining at times, but I'm not doing it to belittle people and judge people. I'm doing it to wake them up. Six, extreme emotional manipulation. Again, we are covering the top 10 signs you're in a political cult. Extreme emotional manipulation, fear, outrage, disgust, and crisis are constantly used to keep you activated. Without the party, you're told society will collapse or enemies will destroy everything. I'm having a hard time doing some of these without laughing because they are so spot on. Like, they are freaky spot on. If you're not nodding in, like, violent agreement, then you're part of a cult, most likely. I say that to your shame. I'm not congratulating you. That's not something to be proud of. That means you're literally marching directly into the claws of the vulture slaughter. Number seven, everything becomes us versus them. Nuance disappears. People who disagree even slightly are lumped together with the enemy of society. Complex issues get reduced to simple good versus evil narratives. Isn't that the truth? How many times have we talked about this? Have I said, these are complex issues? Y'all are living by false dilemmas. You give us these two extremes and you say there's nothing in the middle. That's a good sign you're in a cult. If you live by false dilemmas and everything's a false dilemma, in other words, dude, it's MAGA or Marxism, that's a false dilemma. That ain't true. You've fallen for a lie. It's not just MAGA or Marxism. MAGA being anarcho-capitalism, by the way. Let corporations do whatever they want to anyone, anytime they want, anywhere they want. That's anarcho-capitalism. Capitalism's very nuanced. You know, this is one of the reasons it's so troubling that this memo leaked of Pam Bondi instructing Kash Patel to identify domestic terror threats to America, and one of the indicators was criticism of capitalism. I'm not making this up. Go research it for yourself. They're talking about if you criticize capitalism, there's a good chance they're going to call you an enemy of the state. And my response, of course, as an economist, is, what are you talking about, bro? Economics are very nuanced. Capitalism itself is very nuanced. Even Thomas Jefferson compared an artificial aristocracy to a natural aristocracy. How many of these people who claim to be economists and claim to be politically intelligent and constitutionally intelligent could even tell you the difference between an artificial aristocracy and a natural aristocracy? None of them can. They're all ignorant. They just believe whatever the leader tells them. These are scary times, man. When they're saying it's anti-American to criticize capitalism, and they lump capitalism into just one meaning and say if you say something bad about it, you're the enemy of the state. Who does this remind you of? Mark Zuckerberg, community violations, community standards. Oh, did you say the word vax? Did you say something negative? Bloop, you're gone. Now it's happening in your government. We said this would happen, though. As soon as we saw the free speech getting trampled on and the lack of respect for free thought, I immediately said, this is going to look like Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, community standards in your White House. And that is the exact direction it's going with this leaked memo that they are not denying. But I'm the crazy one. I'm the traitor. Okay. Sure thing. I want to do this one again. This is so important to understand. We're on number seven of signs that you're in a political party cult. Everything becomes us versus them. Everything. You see, there's no search for truth. There's no search for meaning. There's no search for common ground. All there is us versus them. Owning the libs. As long as we're owning them and we're conquering them, we're winning. Truth, be damned. Justice, be damned. Ethics, be damned. Integrity, be damned. Throw it all out the window. Who cares? We're owning libs. Good sign you're in a cult. Nuance disappears. People who disagree even slightly are lumped together with the enemy. Complex issues get reduced to simple good versus evil narratives. Look up false dilemma. It's when you present two extremes and say, if you're not with our extreme, then you're the enemy of the state. This is profound level ignorance I'm expressing to you right now. People who live through the lens of political extremism and false dilemma are death to America. Don't you understand how nuanced all of these complex issues are? Do you understand how intellectually lazy you would have to be to present everything in a false dilemma? Can you see what these politicians have done to people? Oh my God. I hope you see it. I pray you see it. Oh man. Wait till you hear the rest of the. It gets worse with each successive one. It gets worse. And then we're going to do the quiz. Number 8, the party justifies unethical behavior. Does the party not justify unethical behavior? Do they not have two standards? Do they not hold Biden and Brandon to one standard and their other guy to a completely different standard? And he does unethical things every day and they couldn't care less. They justify everything he does. They have an excuse for it. That is not a political party. That is a political party cult. You need to be very clear on this. I hope you're clear. If your side does it, it's strategy. If the other side does it, it's corruption. I know. When Biden does it, he's corrupt enemy of the state. When Trump does it, it's 5D chess. You're in a political party cult. You ain't in a political party. You're in a cult. Dissension not allowed. That's, by the way, dissension not allowed, just so you are clear on this, is anti-American. They're literally creating a list of people who are dissenters and calling them anti-American. Dude, anti-dissension is anti-American. You are witnessing the inversion of truth in your country. The terrorists accusing the dissenters of being the terrorists. Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Oh, it gets worse from here. Don't worry. Number 9, leaving is unthinkable or dangerous. Leaving the cult, that is. People who drift away from the party are mocked, demonized, and seen as brainwashed. Well, now, isn't that a coincidence? Y'all calling the people who leave brainwashed, the brainwashed calling the people who leave brainwashed, the lobotomized calling the people who leave the lobotomied. The slaves calling the free people slaves. Good chance you're in a political party cult if this describes you. I can tell you it describes that party. We are 9 for 9 for anybody who's counting. We're 9 for 9. I've checked every single box and we've got endless receipts to prove it. So does this party meet the standard of a political party cult? 100% so far. With receipts, not TDS, with actual receipts. Number 10, everything in life starts getting filtered through the party. I just said this from the stationary bike 2 days ago. I said this very thing. I said these people, and it's on the other side too, don't you worry. It's just that this side's in power right now. I said, these people have chosen to see the life through the lens of their political talking points rather than the lens of the truth. They're blocked. They can't see because they've chosen to see life through the lens of political talking points and they've been bamboozled into conflating those political talking points with the truth. They actually think their party is this party right here. That is how brainwashed they've become. This is not comedy. This is lethally dangerous territory that we are in. When people have a cult leader and we can check every box. 10 for 10. When people have a cult leader who can do no wrong. And anyone who dissents is the enemy of the state. You ain't in America anymore. I mean, you can come up with another name for it. I'm not even calling it America 2.0 anymore. You can call it whatever you want. But I'm not calling it America because that ain't America and you ain't American. You know what's crazy is a lot of these people who now hate dissent. You believe that? Can you even believe the words that are coming out of my mouth right now? The people in this party who have come to hate dissent used to preach that dissent was good. Do you remember that? Do y'all remember that? So under Brandon, as they call him, dissent was good. They actually encouraged everyone to dissent. They embraced dissenters. As a matter of fact, they even embraced Democrat dissenters. Oh yeah, don't worry. I don't forget any of this. Believe me, it's all right here. Now, they can't wipe my brain. That's impossible. I remember what happened last week, last month, last year, and 10 years before that, and 100 years before that. Oh, when I said I will never forget 9/11, trust me, I remember every single aspect of it and more. When I said I would not forget Operation Warp Speed 1, I have not. Nobody's wiping anything from my mind. The only people whose minds get wiped are slaves and cultists. And I'm not like them. That's why I wrote that song, Not Like Them. Because you ain't pulling the wool over my eyes. You ain't doing that gaslighting thing on me. You're not going to tell me what I remember and what I don't remember. No. God is my counselor. I don't listen to men, especially men who try to tell me what I did and didn't see and what did or didn't happen. Everything in life starts getting filtered through the party. Music, movies, religion, family, workplace, holidays, everything. Suddenly, it's all political. And they feel pressure to conform to the entire worldview of the party line. Wow. Is that nailing it spot on? Are we not 10 for 10? Here they are again. The leader can do no wrong. You're told to distrust all outside information. Dissent within the group is punished. The party becomes your identity, not your choice. The party demands manipulation. I'm sorry, the party demands moral purity. Extreme emotional manipulation. Everything becomes us versus them. The party justifies unethical behavior. Leaving the party is unthinkable or even dangerous. People are actually terrified of leaving the party, afraid that they'll get morally assassinated, character assassinated, or physically assassinated. Are we not seeing those very outcomes potentially? Everything in life starts getting filtered through the party. Oh boy, we are 10 for 10. So if you can check every one of those boxes, if you're honest, you can check them. You know, I mean, self-examination is actually in this book. It's commanded. Oh, I know the audacity of somebody who would self-examine themselves in humility and say, am I a hypocrite? You know, that's what Paul was alluding to, right? When he said, examine yourself to find out if your faith is genuine. You know what he was saying? He was saying, do an honest look in the mirror. And do an honest assessment of yourself and say, am I authentic or am I a hypocrite or am I an imposter or am I double-minded and unstable? So you can find out if your faith is authentic. That's what he was saying. Do a self-test to find out if you're a fraud or not. It requires humility, but I'm going to tell you this. If you do it, It'd be one of the greatest things you ever did. Because God will tell you the truth. If you bring it to him and say, Lord, most people won't do this, but I'm telling you, this is the path to freedom, complete freedom. Lord, am I a hypocrite? Oh, he will tell you, my friends. If you open up your heart and you open up that gate and you allow him to lift the veil of that pride from you, he will flood you with the truth. And you know the thing about God is, he is such a gentle and humble counselor and father. He will give it to you at whatever pace you need it. You know, Christ said, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, with a burden of hypocrisy, of imposter syndrome, with all these burdens that are preventing you from seeing the truth. Come to me, bring me all of your burdens, and I will give you rest. You will find restoration for your soul. Why? Because I am a humble and gentle teacher, and I'll teach you everything you need to know, starting with yourself. Do it. Do it. Do it and fly free. Get out of the cage. Let the Lord open the door so you can fly free. Why do you want to stay in a cage? What are you fearful of? It's okay out here. Trust me. It is. Trust God. Don't trust me. Trust God. He says it's okay out here. He says you will be his disciple. You will know the truth and it will make you free. He says that. Do you believe him that he'll make you free from this type of slavery? Because what I just read you is slavery. That is nothing short of slavery. We called it a political party cult, but I'm here to tell you that is slavery. Slavery to who? To man, to the group, to groupthink. You know what groupthink is? That's slavery. We just read the top 10 signs that you'd live on a plantation is what we really just read. It breaks my heart. I hope you know. It breaks my heart that my fellow citizens are not only running down this broad road, but on their way, they're shooting arrows at people who are trying to help them and slandering them and accusing them and trying to frame them and assassinate their character. I don't think it's anything I thought I was going to see in my lifetime. And so forgive me as I continue to adapt to this new world. Admittedly, I am still adapting to it. I know I've said I finally reached the stage of acceptance, but I've also said I just stepped in the door. I'm self-aware enough to know that I just walked in the door of acceptance. And I have a lot to learn. I just wanted to let you know that I have finally reached it, that things are probably not going to change, that we aren't going back to normal, that these people on this broad road are just going to keep running faster and faster. They ain't even slowing down. It is heartbreaking to me. But that's why I did the 7 stages of grief. You might be familiar with the 5 stages of grief. But I added 2 stages at the end, adapt and overcome, because I think the 5 stages is incomplete. They leave people at acceptance. Well, we also need to adapt and overcome after we accept. And so I added those. You can find the 7 Stages of Grief podcast on Breaking Free with MJ on YouTube, breakthroughvictory.com, Spotify, and this channel. And I'll be adding this one as well. All for what? Breaking free. I want people to be disciples of the Messiah and know the truth and go free as I have. Because I know what glory there is in it. And I know that it's not just the way to heaven, but it is the way to order on earth as well, and balance and justice and everything else that our hearts desire for our communities, our country, for everything. It's the way of truth, is the way of true freedom. You can't serve 2 masters. So if you're feeling any of this, you're not alone. Modern political parties on all sides use high-pressure psychological tactics that mimic cult dynamics because they work. They work on human psychology, especially people, as I've talked about many times, who have never really had the blessing of love and belonging. That those people are the absolute most vulnerable. And I know this is a spectrum. There's various degrees of love and belonging. You know, some people never get really any, abandoned by both parents. terrible situation growing. You know how many orphans are out there that the Lord loves so much, that he wants us to care for so much? You know, true religion is caring for the orphans and the widows in their distress and keeping yourself from being polluted by the world. Did you know that is how our brother James defines true religion? Anybody who tells you that God's not religious or that you shouldn't be religious has not read the Word of God. He said true religion is love for your neighbor as yourself. And avoiding cults and slave masters and tyrants and narcissists and megalomaniacs and people who want to hold you in bondage in a trauma bond and gaslight you and shrink you and turn you into their servant. Those people, they're not on God's side. God calls you to service to him. He says you can't serve two masters. It may not sound like I'm trying to help, but I am. It's just that when you are living in a house of mirrors, an open window can look very odd. But for those who are searching for one, will be a great relief to see, oh my God, there's a window I can see out. I finally have a little direction. We're dedicating ourselves to giving people clarity. The podcast is dedicated to clarity. This channel is dedicated to clarity. I know it comes off as irony sometimes. It sometimes comes off as satire. It sometimes comes off as comic relief because I need some to stay sane. But at the end of the day, it is about clarity. My heart is for people to see clearly what is happening around them so they can break free. And I hope there's never any doubt about that. Okay, political party cult checklist. Score yourself. Loyalty and leadership. I feel comfortable or guilty criticizing the leaders of my preferred party. When my party's leader does something questionable, I instinctively defend it before thinking. Y'all, this is the exact reality that people are living in right now. Think about it. When the party leader does something questionable, I instinctively defend it before thinking. It's the entire social media party. They're all like that. It's like, whoa, 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 hang on. Let's think about this. No, I don't need to think about this. Yes, you do. No, I don't. That's why I have the line in the song where I say, hold up, this isn't what it seems. Because people just immediately trust their authority. They just immediately trust them without any critical thought whatsoever. And again, isn't this another point of extreme hypocrisy that these very people used to tell us how important it was to test every spirit and be critical thinking about everything, yet they have thrown all that out the window and they just react by defending their party leader every time. There's not a critical thought at all. And if you provide one, you're their enemy. They have literally become the people they hated. I believe the party's leaders are uniquely good, chosen, and necessary. On what basis do you believe that? Because it ain't going to be on the basis of reality. There's no possible way. Information control. I mostly trust information only if it comes from sources aligned with my party cult. I assume news from outside sources is probably propaganda or lies. Everything is fake news if it doesn't come from the party. Tell me I'm wrong. Change my mind. You know it's true. If it doesn't, this is one of the main reasons, by the way, that in our private group, Freedom Under Attack, and on this page, I have purposely posted from outside sources that people who are part of this cult would never ever consult. I post from CNN. I post from Mother Jones. I post from MSNBC. I will post from CBS News, NBC News, because I am making a point that the truth is not reserved just to one political echo chamber. The truth is bigger than that. You make God very, very, very microscopic God when you say only the truth comes from my party. That's not how God works. And you need to open up your Bible. And what you're going to find if you actually read it is that the truth often rides in on the back of a jackass. But see, you wouldn't know that if you're under the oppression of a ruler who says, only I have the truth. I'm here to tell you, and this, when I first started saying this to a lot of people on this channel, it really ruffled a lot of feathers. And there were people who, there's a lot of good people on here, they didn't attack me, but they disagreed and said, yeah, I can't go there. And I said, that's fine, but at least give a thought to what they're saying. And they would. But you know, all those people who used to disagree with my citing of those sources and sharing of those stories no longer disagree with me. In fact, I see them sharing the stories themselves now because I think they have come to see that God is bigger than political parties and media channels, okay? God is bigger than mainstream media. It doesn't matter who's controlling mainstream media. I don't care if you believe that George Soros is completely controlling every word. George Soros is not bigger than God, okay? No one is bigger than God. God is sovereign, and it's a word that I pray my fellow citizens would understand about God, because the majority of the people in this political party cult that we've been talking about, they don't believe in the sovereignty of God. I know they don't, and I've explained to y'all why many times, because they tell me that if we don't keep this guy in the throne seat, America's over with. And they tell it to me with passion, and they tell it to me with conviction. And they say, you are a damn fool if you think anybody else can save this country. Let me get this right, Christian. I'm a damn fool because I believe that God is sovereign and God can put anybody in that throne seat to save this country with the snap of his finger. You're the fool. You're the damn fool. You're the one who doesn't believe in God's power. You believe in the power of a man and the strength of a man and the money of a man and the influence and glory of a man. And in the process, you reject the glory of God. Not me, you do that. See, I know. Well, I should say I still know, because some of these people used to know this, that God qualifies the called. Have we completely lost our minds and forgotten all the fundamentals of the Word of God and the power? Yes, they have. Either they've totally forgotten all of it, their minds have been wiped, or they never believed it in the first place. Because I haven't changed. I believe God could call up any man to save America. I think he could use Joe Biden. I think he could use Barack Obama. He can use whoever he wants. He's God. Did he not use Paul, the murderer of Christians? Did he not use Peter, the fisherman with the hot temper? The scripture literally says that he will take the lowliest people of all, the simpletons that everybody else laughs and scoffs at, and he will give them profound knowledge that even kings don't have. That means if God chose it to be, a child could lead this nation. Yes, God is that powerful. As a matter of fact, when the apostles... I can't even believe I have to say this. I get frustrated. I really do. Because I can't believe that I have to say this to Christians. They're supposed to be Christians. They're supposed to know all this. I'm like, dude, this is Christianity 101. What happened to you? When the apostles are arguing who is the greatest among them, Jesus cuts in and says, what are y'all arguing about? Who's the greatest among us? Who's the boss? Who's the goat? That's what we're arguing about. Oh, who's the goat? They probably thought Jesus was going to say, I'm going to show you who the goat is. Because, you know, that's the way of mankind. I'll show you the goat. That's not what he did. He blew their minds again. He acted completely in diametric opposition to the way that man acts. And he brought a little child over here. And he said, this one, he's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Blew their minds, humbled them down to a fine powder, crushed their egos, crushed their pride, and said, get up off your throne, boys. God don't look on appearance like you do. God looks on the heart. God chooses whoever he will choose. I'm sure there were plenty of people at the time of David when he was young, because the Bible says there were, that were mocking Samuel for choosing him. I'm sure they were. You're going to choose a child to lead us? It's a kid, man. He's a kid. He's a freaking sheep herder, you fool. Oh, you can just hear all the scoffing and the mocking that must have been happening as Samuel passes over all the buff dudes that we were talking about today with all their physical strength talking about, y'all bow down to me. Oh, I'm sure they laughed Samuel out of the room. But yet here's God saying, I will choose whoever I choose. God chooses the low and the simple. You think he chooses the mighty? That's not how God works. So anyways, I know it's a bit of a tangent, but it's so incredibly important to repeat because we now live in a society of people who call themselves Christian, who now think that leadership and God's anointment is defined by physical strength and physical riches and riches of the world. They're convinced that God, this is who God chooses. I'm here to tell you, that's not who he chooses. If he did, it's probably for judgment. But I thought y'all knew that. And that concludes part one of Top 10 Signs You're in a Political Party Cult. Tune in for part two.